This week, the University of Colorado's governing board formally accepted the findings of a stinging independent report that says alcohol, drugs, strippers, and sex were used to recruit high school students to play football for Colorado's team. At least 9 women have said they were raped by Colorado football players or recruits, but no charges have been filed. Boulder police have cleared 2 football players of criminal charges. The investigative panel did not recommend firing suspended coach Gary Barnett, athletics director Richard Tharp, or any other school official, but they said the Board of Governors would have to decide if those same officials can restore the school's reputation. Maurice Sperber is an author and professor at Indiana University who studies intercollegiate athletics. He's been following the Colorado story and joins us now from the studios of member station WFIU in Bloomington. Mr. Sperber, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Mr. Sperber, is this isolated just to Colorado, or do you think Colorado is simply the first recipient of this kind of scrutiny and that some of these recruiting practices go on at other big-name schools?
Oh, they obviously do. The stakes are so high. The imperative to win in big-time college football and basketball is so huge that this does go on nationally, although the pattern, particularly the rape allegations at Colorado, are somewhat unusual. But there have been many other cases. This past winter, a University of Miami recruit kept a diary for the Miami Herald. He was flown on private planes, put up in penthouse suites, all kinds of special treatment, too.
Mm-hmm. How have some other schools that have been under this kind of scrutiny and these kind of charges reacted?
Well, they've usually formed a committee and had a report and such. And usually the report itself says, well, yes, there's problems, but they're easily solved and we need to do X, Y, Z and let's move on. And so what's unusual here is how strong the report is. Mm-hmm. But what's not unusual is that it's eventually derailed. In this case, it appears the Board of Regents are not going to accept the recommendations of the report. And so eventually it becomes business as usual. There'll be media scrutiny in Colorado for a number of years, but if them Buffs aren't winning, you better believe they're going to go back to full-scale recruiting and doing what Nebraska and other schools in their conference do.
Mm-hmm. Buffs meaning the Buffaloes.
Right.
You say just this sort of just routinely doing what Nebraska and other schools do. I mean, is it certified for a fact that other schools, Nebraska, Oklahoma, use sex to recruit high school football players?
Well, there was, if you remember, there were rape allegations at Nebraska. Mm-hmm. I think one of the problems is in small college towns with one newspaper that's very beholden to the university and particularly to the athletic department, there's not a lot of desire to investigate this sort of stuff. But talk to any sports reporter in college sports and they'll tell you all kinds of stories and such. So it seems to me that somewhere between the rumor and the record lies the fact. And there are many schools, by the way, that have female hosts at Florida was called the Gator Getters.
Mr. Sperber, in your judgment, is there a palpable sense of outrage in Boulder, in the University of Colorado community, in the alumni community about what's happened?
The faculty is upset. Mm-hmm. There was a resolution at the faculty council about getting control of it and having the faculty more involved, and that's very unusual. But certainly the alums and the fans are much more worried about Colorado being shackled in recruiting and therefore not being able to beat Nebraska again and falling lower in the Big 12 than they were last year.
Murray Sperber's latest book is Bear and Circus, How Big-Time College Sports is Crippling Undergraduate Education. Thanks very much, Mr. Sperber.
Thank you, Scott.